Now we're taking up the sugya and daf memvav, amud aleph. Ad heichan birkas hazimun. That's interesting because, if as we'll see, there's different ways of learning the Gemara. There's a major machlokas, obviously, between Rashi and Tosis. Most of the Rishonim don't learn like Rashi. But if you just go in accordance with the simple reading of the Gemara, it seems to me that it's more in line with Rashi. What's the translation? What is the question? Ad heichan birkas hazimun. How would you translate that? It seems to be asking, in effect, what is birkas hazimun? But even there, it's not asking directly what exactly is birkas hazimun. It's ad heichan. Until what point? It's phrased in an interesting kind of way. Because if the question merely is, what exactly is Birkas HaZimun? Here it's saying, Ad Heichan, until where? It's a little bit strange to ask the question that way. So we have to try and account for that. Rav Nachman Amar, Ad Nevarach. It's all being dealt with the in the framework of Ad, until where? Rav Nachman says, until Nevarach. Rav Sheshes Amar Ad Hazan. He says it's until Hazan. Let's take up Rashi. Ad Heichan Birkas Hazimun. Shetzrichim Lios Shlosha. That you need three. Ukshen Shnayim Lo Yom Ruha. And when you have two, you don't say it. So according to Rashi, the way the Gemara is really asking, what exactly constitutes the Birkas Hazimun? And that's a very important thing to know, because that bracha will only be said by three. As opposed to Birkas HaMazon without Zimun. You have Birkas HaMazon with Zimun, you have Birkas HaMazon without Zimun. And that, according to Rashi, is the question of the Gemara. Now, as it will become evident from all the Rishonim, we'll soon do Tosfos. If you say it's Ad Nevarech, what you're referring to is the addition. Nevarach Shechal M'Shalo, that's the leader, and the response, Baruch Shechal M'Shalo, Uvetuvo Chayinu, that's what he means. That's Zimun. Afterwards, you go into Hazan. So we're familiar, our idea is that that's Zimun, and Hazan, Nod Lecha, and Rachem, is Birkas HaMazon. Right, then you have a Tov HaMeitiv. But if you say it's Ad Hazan, meaning it includes Hazan, that Hazan is also part of the Birkas HaZimun, so then essentially what you're saying is that Zimun is not just Baruch Shalom Shalom Zimunayinu, but Zimun is that, and Hazan, and Birkas HaMazon begins with No Delacha. Which is very, very unexpected. Who would have thought of such a thing? That is to say, what you're saying is that Hazan is only part of Zimun and it's not part of Birkas HaMazon. That's what's going to emerge from Rashi's Pshat. All right, Tosfos, Ad Heichan Birkas HaZimun. Pirush Rashi, Rashi explained, Mamtin Ad Hazan, Hazan Bechlal. That you wait until Hazan, and Hazan is included. Ad Hazan means Hazan is included. Shnayim Einam Mevarchin Hazan. And two, do not say Hazan. Of course it goes without saying that a person eating alone, that's what two is basically, does not say Hazan. Below Nehira. He says this is very unclear. The Birkas Hazan, the Oraisa. Because Birkas Hazan is the Oraisa. The Ein Yachid Potter Mina. And The Eich Yachid Potter Mina. And how can a Yachid be exempt from it? It means to say that it's part of Birkas HaMazon. And the chiv of Birkas HaMazon is a chiv on the yachid. It's not a group chiv necessarily, it's a chiv on the yachid. V'od, moreover, ha'kaimulon k'rafsheshes b'yisure. The principle is, when you have a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes in matters of Isser v'heter, and this would be incorporated under that, so we paskin like Rav Sheshes. U'ludidei, and according to him, Yochid Omer Shnayim. According to what Rashi learns, it turns out that a Yochid only says two brachas, Nod Lucha and Rachim. U'b'chol duchta nukat shalosh brachas. And in all places, whenever you're referring to Birkas HaMazon, it's three brachos. V'dochak lomar d'lomayri elo b'yesh zimun, l'rav sheshes. And it would be very forced, very difficult to say that it's a reference to zimun, according to Rav Sheshes. That would mean that we're not going in accordance with Rav Sheshes. You can have a problem over here. Because in the Machlokas Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes on matters of Issa v'Heter, we should paskin like Rav Sheshes. Now, if Rashi is correct, then the psak would be that the only time you say Azan is with three. And that's contrary to all the sources. All the sources indicate that the Stam Birkas HaMazon is three brachas. Which would mean, according to Rashi, that we paskin like Rav Nachman. So according to Rashi, you have the problem that if you learn that way, how are you going to deal with the problem that you're paskining according to Rav Nachman and not Rav Sheshes? V'od ma'isim b'chol yom, moreover, ma'isim b'chol yom, d'yachad mevarach shalosh brachos. Thus the saying is that ma'isim b'chol yom, just go to any place, any household, any Jewish household. This is the way it's done. Everybody does it this way. The assumption is, of course, a person can say so. Maybe everybody's wrong. But the Tosis's assumption is that there are certain things that can be gleaned from the way the practice has been established. For example, if a person were to say that Shmona Esrei can only be said b'tzibur, and a yachid can't say Shmona Esrei. That's only when you have tzila b'tzibur. So, let's say you found a position like that. I'm just making it up. I'm just saying, let's say you found a position like that. And you try to push that. So you say, it's clear that we don't, that's not accepted, that's not part of Judaism. Wherever you go, every Jewish community, there's not one that's going to maintain that Yachid can't daven Shmoneh Esrei b'chidus. So it's Ma'aseh B'chol Yom. V'yo, d'meditanya l'kamon v'pirkin. Later on, the Gemara goes through the sources. Midyaraisa, in the Torah, in the Psukim, where do you see references to the various elements of Birkas HaMazon? It's based upon the Pasuk, the general sources, V'yachalta v'savata u'beirachta, Eser Hashem alakecha, al haaretz hatova, asher nasan lach. So that Pasuk is talking about blessing God over the food that he's given you, and it contains references to all the different elements that you'll find in Birkas HaMazon. So it says, Uveirachta zu Birkas HaZimun. There's a correction along that. Es Hashem alakecha zu Birkas HaZan. V'kasha l'Rav Sheshes. Yomar HaZan zu Birkas HaZimun. Any way you want to learn it, I mean, I'm not... There's a correction. It means to say that clearly it differentiates between Hazan, that there's a source for Hazan, and there's a source for Zimun. But according to Rav Sheshes, you don't need two separate sources. Because if Hazan is indeed Birkas HaZimun, so then once you've established Hazan, you've established Zimun. What do you need two separate sources for that? L'chein yesh l'farish, therefore one should explain, makes sense to explain, the koi adla el. That's very interesting. He's saying is that this is not a separate, independent issue. But this Gemara has to be seen in relation to a previous Gemara. It's a continuation of a discussion. You can't treat it in isolation. So thus, it refers to that which we learned above. The ka'amar echad mafsik l'shnayim. goes back to what we just learned. The halacha that one is mafsik lishnayim. Uboi nami, and now the Gemara is asking, ad heichon tzarech lahamtin. Until where does the person who's interrupted, how long does he have to wait? Ad sheyivarchu hashnayim ad nevarech, until the two have said up to nevarech. Before we go further, I just want to mention that at this point one can stop and ask, how does Tosis's connecting it to the previous question? Right? But Tosis is now saying it's a continuation, because we said one has to stop for two. So what does he stop for? He stops the Zimun. So we need to know, at what point can he go back? Well, I mean, it would seem at first glance that's at what point is Zimun over, if he's stopping for Zimun. So as soon as Zimun is over, he goes back. So how can I determine when that is? By ascertaining what exactly is Zimun. So it's basically the same question. So Rashi, apparently, would say it's the same thing. On L'chora, at first glance, it seems that this is not a simple step to take, because that Gemara was simply dealing with the issue of Echad Mafsal B'Shnayim for Zimun. It wasn't really asking the question specifically, at what point does he go back to his meal? The answer would have been, had you asked me that, the answer would have been when the Zimun's over. He doesn't have to stay there for the whole benching. He's not benching when the Zimun is over. He's being Yosei Zimun. Except that issue came up because the Raivad held that it's a Hefsek. But if it's not a Hefsek, like all the other Rishonim, like Rashi, says that as soon as Zimun is over. Indeed, if you go back one page, Rashi, Anechad Mafsek Lishnayim, so he says that it's Derech Eretz, and it's Mafsek Sudoso, Ad she yizamnu alav, until they are mezamein ad birkas hazan, until birkas hazan. The hainu birkas zimun, because that's birkas zimun. So that's going according to Rav Sheshes, and that's exactly how Rashi learned it over here. So the two are intertwined according to Rashi. That is to say, there the Gemara is not asking the question. The Gemara is simply telling you that when two finished eating before the third, so it's Derech Eretz for the third to stop, and then he stops for Zimun. At that point in time, we don't know at what point he goes back to the meal. Now the Gemara asks the question, okay, what exactly constitutes Zimun? So now you have Rav Sheshes. He's the Pasuk like him. He tells you what constitutes Zimun. So now you put the two together, and you have a whole picture. Now we know that Zimun is up to Hazan. Now, there we said that one person interrupts the Zimun. So now Rashi, for the first case, was basing himself on the Gemara that came later on, because he already knew the Gemara, that the Birkas HaZimun is HaZon. Therefore, at first glance, for Tosfos to take this step and say it's a continuation of that discussion, now we want to know how far he has to stop, is not that simple, because, Or it's not just that, but it's not the only implication. Where he has to stop would seem to be determined by how you decide what exactly Zimun is. And thus you're going to ask, in order to know how much he has to interrupt, at what point does he go back, it would seem you need to know what's Zimun. And so that seems to be the way Rashi approaches. At this point, Tosis does not want to accept the fact that there is such a machlokas. That there's a machlokas, what constitutes Zimun, such that they're talking about Zimun per se. That this is what three would say, and then two wouldn't say. It's not what he's... That's not... He's not taking it that way, because he has all these problems. You can't learn that way. It's going to turn out, then, that we, according to Rav Sheshes, Birkas HaMazon for an individual doesn't include Hazan, and that's contrary to everything. You can't say that. So therefore, now everybody agrees. Everybody agrees on what Zimun is. What is Zimun according to everybody? Zimun according to everybody is the Varsha Kham Shalo, and Zimun according to no one is Birkas Hazan. Hazan is always stated by two, by one. Everybody agrees. See, Tosis doesn't want to learn a machlokes that this is such a machlokes because of all the problems. But of course, so what they're talking about then? In the plain language of the Gemara, it seems to be that there is such a machlokes. So Tosis is going to try and resolve it by this maneuver, by saying the real question over here is with regard to a person who interrupted for the other two, how long must that interruption be? And I just simply cautioned that before we go further, this is a bit, you know, on the surface, it's not so pushy. The big challenge is going to be that seems to be determined. If you ask me, how long does he interrupt his meal for? When does he go back? I would say, well, that depends on when Zeman is over. So if Zeman indeed is Navarech, so then we should all agree, he just waits until Navarach and then he goes back. That's the challenge. Now we're going to turn to Tosus to see how he resolves this question. Because it would seem that the question of when does he go back should be synonymous with the question of what constitutes Zimun. Tosus says that it's referring to the above issue, Echad Mafsik Lishnayim, Uboi Nami, and now they're also asking, Adhechan Sarach Lahamtin. Ad sheyivarchu hashnayim, ad nevarech, until the two conclude the blessing of nevarech. So far, so good. That's what we would say, because that's zimun. And no question, Tosfos is saying that everybody holds that that's zimun. Rav Sheshes Amar, Rav Sheshes says, ad sheyigmaru hazan. Even though Rav Sheshes holds that Zimun is Nevarech, nevertheless he holds that the person who's Mafsik has to wait until they conclude Hazan. Umisham v'yelech yochol hayochid lechol. And from that point on he can go back to eat. V'lo mishum nechash of birkas Hazan me Zimun. Not because of Sheshes holds that Birkas Hazan is part of Zimun. The Vadai Yachid Nami Mischayev Mehazan. Elamishum the Kivon Dinevarech Eina Bracha. Since Nevarech is not a Bracha, Eino Omra Levada. He doesn't say it alone. Ella Yigmor ima gam birkas hazan. But he completes with it also birkas hazan. Shehi bracha, which is a bracha. Vahashtanicha de kaimel on shapak Rav Sheshes. Now it's very good. Of course, Tosfos solved this problem. The biggest problem was that we paskan like Rav Sheshes and it wouldn't work the way Rashi's learning. So Rav Sheshes never came to say that Birkas Hazan is part of Zimun. Now you see the brilliance of what Tosfos is trying to work it out to solve these problems. He never came to say that. Zimun is Nevarech. But if one person is interrupting for two, and ostensibly for the sake of the Zimun, and Zimun is Nevarech, he can't go back until he finishes Hazan. Even though Hazan is not part of Zimun. That's the challenge. What's he saying? What's the idea? Why not? At this point, Zimun is over. Zimun's over. Let him go back at that point. Each approach has its problems. So we have to learn the machlokas according to Rashi, which is one issue. According to Tosfos, you have to learn the machlokas. This is machlokas. Rav Nachman seems to be of the two positions now. Now we know what they're talking about. We're talking about the third person who interrupted for the other two. At what point does he go back? I don't know if that means at what point does he owe Tzei Zimun. I don't know. I mean, I'll leave that to you. But this stated simply, this is the question. At what point does he go back? And even though we all agree that the substance of Zimun is Nevarech, there's a machlokas. Now, Rav Nachman says when they finished Nevarach, before Hazan, he goes back to eat, and they continue. Now that, l'chora, makes more common sense. It's more appeal to common sense because it should be automatic. That Zin wouldn't go back at that point. However, Rashesha says no. He has to wait until the conclusion of Hazan. So you have a machlokas. And at face value, it would seem that the position of Rav Sheshes is the more challenging one. The burden is on Rav Sheshes. We're taking a look now at the Rush. That's Os Yud Beis, page 60 in the Rush, page 17 in our booklets. He raises essentially the same questions against Rashius that Tosfos raises, and says, "Venir lefarish, adhechon birkas azimun, adil el koi." The same approach as Tosfos. The Amrinon Shlosha Shiachlu Echad Mafsik Lishnayim. Kolomer, Shamafsik Lavarech Birkas Zimun. That he interrupts to bless the Birkas Zimun. Viachkach Yachsa Viyochal. And afterwards he goes back to eat. The Kamar Atechon Birkas Zimun. And thus, we're asking, until what point is Birkas Zimun? We're continuing now in the Rush. So he too learns that it goes back to the previous question. V'kalamar adhechon birka zimun, Rav Nachman omer ad nevarech. Rav Nachman says till nevarech. V'yach kach yaschil lechol, and afterwards he begins to eat. Rav Sheshes omer ad hazan, v'azan b'chlal. Rav Sheshes says until he completes hazan. Mishum di nevarech ein a bracha. Because Nevarech is not Bracha. Hilkach, see, he gets further up until this point, he's like Tosfos. Same idea, it's not a Bracha. But so what's the point then? What's the gain in waiting until the end of Hazan? Hilkach mustavar sheyafsik achiloso bishvil Bracha achas. Therefore, it makes sense that he should interrupt his eating for one Bracha. Kedei Sheyehei nikar shemezamnen alav, so that it should be apparent that they are being mezamen on him. V'lo mishum dechashiv birkas hazan birkas hazimun. It's not because birkas hazan is considered to be birkas hazimun. They're called yachid nami omer hazan, because a yachid also says it. Elo inyan ze sheyafsik ad sheyavarchu bracha achas. It seems to be a factor in his hefsek. At this point in time, it seems that we could safely say that Tosfos and the Rush are both taking the same approach towards the solution of the problem. That is to say, because you see the big issue over here, you don't want to learn that it's a machlokas about what the substance of Zeman is, because you have too many problems with that. So it turned out the Rav Sheshes holds, again, that Hazan is not part of Birkas HaMazon. You can't do that. So both of them are taking the approach that it's really a continuation of the other question. It's really asking that the one who interrupts his meal for Zimun, how long does he have to interrupt it for? At what point can he go back? That is, so Rav Sheshes says that even though Zimun itself is Nevarech, but he can't go back until you conclude the first Bracha of Hazan. But then the question is, why? Why must he wait until they conclude the first Bracha of Hazan? Now, Tosfos and the Rush have taken a general approach, but when you get to the last point, they seem to be splitting. Tosfos seems to be saying it's more a factor of the actual Zimun, that even though Zimun is Nevarech, but since it's not a Bracha, it can't be said alone. It's got to be said in conjunction with Hazan. So it has to do with how Zimun is carried out, even though you have to explain that, what that means, but that's what he's saying. Whereas the Rush is not saying that. The Rush is saying that it has to do with something else. That if he's going to pause, he's got to pause in a manner that makes it apparent that he's pausing to participate in the Zimun. And since it's short, apparently, that type of a pause would be too small. So he has to pause until they conclude Hazan. Which is a different reason, it's a stranger reason. The Rush says, Kedei sheyeh nikar shemezamnen olav. So that it should be nikar that they're being mezamen. He does not say the same thing as Tosfos, that the bracha can't be said lavada. Tosfos is saying a It's the same point, but it's for two different reasons. We're now going to take up the Ritva. The Ritva. Daf Shin Ted Zion in the page of the Ritva, page 47 in our booklet. Arechon Birkas Azimon. Hapirish HaNochon Bezeh. The correct explanation of this is the L'inyan Siruf Kamar. That the question is with regard to Tziruf. The Anan Be'inan Gimel Azimon. For we require three for Zimon. The Kamar, and it's saying, Ad Mosai Be'inan Siruf Zeh. Until how long do you require this tziruf v'yotzu yedei zimun? And there were yotzei zimun. U'mikan v'eilech, and from that point on, impire sha'echad awashnayim, if one or two departed, ad shelo gomar ha'mavarech birchaso, before the mavarech concluded his bracha, yotzu elu yedei zimun. Then these people were yotzei their zimun. The im pirshu kodem lachain, and if they separated before that, haporesh lo yotza yedei zimun, then the one who separated was not yotzei zimun. From the fact that you have three expositions of how to learn the question, you see how challenging. That's a very big challenge. Rashi's position has its difficulties, but Rashi learned it in a plain way. If you learn it the plain way, the Gemara seems to be just asking a question. What exactly constitutes Zimun? That's the way it appears from the Gemara. From the Gemara, it does not appear that it's going back to the previous question and it's a continuation of the discussion. Of course, the outcome is difficult. The consequences of learning Rashi become difficult, as Tosis pointed out. So then the solution is to say that it's not a question in its own right, but it's really a question going back to the person who was mafsik. But as I said, if it's going back to the person who was mafsik and you want to know when he can go back and eat, that should be dependent simply on Zeman. Seems to be the same thing. So they were at pains to, that's what Rav Nachman says. Rav Sheshis wants to say that no. That where he can go back is not commensurate necessarily with Zeman. And he has to wait until Azan. But then the question is, why does he have to wait until Azan? That's a very challenging question. It would seem that we have three different explanations as to why he has to wait until Azan.